This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Oh, yes, it is. A big welcome once again to the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. It's just gone 10 o'clock on a Tuesday evening, and here we all are once again. Thanks to everybody for tuning in live. Fantastic of you. Maybe you're listening to this on the catch-up service, the podcast edition, which is available later in the week, of course, in which case, still thank you to you, but not thanks quite as much to those people than the ones that were listening live on Tuesday evening. Anyway, loads of exciting stuff coming up as ever. Amazing music, most of which has been selected by you legends. We'll be looking at ridiculous holidays, celebrity birthdays. We'll be talking to our roving reporter. Special semi-Oscar-related featurette coming up later. And, of course, there will be an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. If you want a sneak preview at Ben Sim Radio, have a look there and you'll find out what it is early. I'm going to play the opening track and you can work out why I'm playing it. I will be back right after Wham.
Hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go. Phoenix FM.
Classic 80s hit from Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Why is that on the show that goes like this, Airwaves? Why is it the opening track even? Well, it is. All week this week, don't forget, National Sleep Awareness Week. Sorry, what? National Sleep Awareness Week. We need to be aware of sleep. Do we not do it every day? Isn't everybody... Well, maybe people don't think about it. You just sort of drift off into it. But I thought that was ridiculous. National Sleep Awareness Week. Anyway, it's a thing. It's a real thing. I put that out on social media earlier on today, and you've replied in your droves with track suggestions that link to sleeping, bedtime, beds, being awake, you know, various things like that to do with sleeping, because it is National Sleep Awareness Week. Multiple people suggested Wham and Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, so I'm not going to attribute it to any one person in particular, but there are plenty of acknowledgements coming up to people that did request music. Thank you so much to everybody that got in touch. Really high number of people made song requests today. That was exciting and very, very good of you. So thanks so much. Now, of course, it's National Sleep Awareness Week, but what is it on the 12th of March? You're desperate to know. Well, let me put your minds at rest, at ease. Here we go. The 12th of March is National Planter Flower Day. Don't just buy some seeds and leave them on the side on the 12th of March. No, actually plant them. You know, get a flower out of the ground and replant it somewhere else. Repot something that's got flowering elements to it. I don't know. It's National Planter Flower Day. You've only got an hour and 50 minutes left. You should have done it by now, but still not too late, technically. It's also, of course, many people excited about this today, National Organise Your Home Office Day. Yes, so National Organise Your Home Office Day. Do you need a day to do it? Actually, my wife would say I do need to organise my home office. It is, in all fairness to her, it is very frequently untidy. So probably I should bear in mind the 12th of March. I haven't done it. I haven't even tidied my office at work. I'm now feeling bad about offices. I was going to mock this, but suddenly it makes sense. Anyway, don't focus on work. It's National Organise Your Home Office Day. And of course, we need a suspenseful jingle, really, to appreciate this one. Today, the 12th of March, is National Alfred Hitchcock Day. Intense, dramatic, spooky, it's all of those things. It's National Alfred Hitchcock Day. And if you want more weekly celebrations, it is also National Bubblegum Week. And finally, as I'm sure you're all aware, and for those of you that aren't aware, you'll be utterly thrilled to know that all throughout March, it is, of course, Optimism Month. I'm sorry, I'm genuinely sorry. Optimism Month in March. Really? What is it? The clocks go forward at the end of March. We look forward to that. It gets lighter. It hints the beginnings of spring, then becoming summer, gives you something to look forward to. I don't know. Optimism Month is March, though. Anyway, so let's be optimistic. I'm optimistic. I'm feeling very positive today. I hope you are too, and I hope some of that positivity rubs off on you. Fantastic. So, right, we better start acknowledging song requests and thanking people for doing that. Didn't do it with Wham. Apologies if you requested Wham, but so many people did, I felt I couldn't attribute it to all those people fairly. But Graham Long, well done to you, sir, who wanted to hear Faithless and Insomnia. Remember, all the tracks linked to bedtime, sleeping, or something to do with sleep, as it's Sleep Awareness Week. I guess you're more aware of sleep if you can't get any. Insomnia, not to be trifled with, not to be made fun of. I've been up all night trying to cure my insomnia. What's that? Don't make fun of it. Okay, I won't. I'll just let the track play, shall I? Let It Kick In from Faithless. Oh, fine, I'll stop talking right now.
Deep in the bosom of the gentle night is when I search for the light. Pick up my pen and start to write. I struggle to fight dark forces in the clear moonlight without fear. And so I can't get any sleep. Was going mad in a hurry, getting stressed, making excess mess in darkness. No electricity, something's all over me, greasy. Insomnia, please release me and let me dream of making mad love to my girl on the heath. Tearing off tights with my teeth, but there's no release, no peace. I toss and turn without cease, like a curse. Open my eyes and rise like yeast. At least a couple of weeks since I last slept, kept taking sleepers. But now I keep myself pet. Deeper still, the night I write by candlelight, I find insight, fundamental movement. So when it's black, this insomniac, take an original tack, keep the beast in my nature under ceaseless attack. I get no sleep, I can't get no sleep.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Faithless and Insomnia. Thanks to Graham Long for suggesting it on social media earlier today. So yes, if you missed the opening of the show, unlucky. It's the 12th of March. We've dealt with all the ridiculous holidays. Planter Flower Day, Organise Your Home Office Day, Alfred Hitchcock Day. It's Bubblegum Week. It's Sleep Awareness Week. And of course, in March, it's Optimism Month. So you better be blooming optimistic. Oh yes, glass half full only. All throughout March. In April, be as miserable as you like. Starting on April Fool's Day when someone tricks you. Right, celebrity birthdays coming up later on in the show. We'll be talking to Scott Fish, who's been sent on a very exciting assignment this week. I wonder if you can think of any major events that have been newsworthy this week that it would be worth sending a roving reporter to and seeing what he can rove, who he can rove with, and how he can rove. I'm looking forward to speaking to Scott Fish in about 15 minutes' time, maybe slightly quicker. We may be hearing about more about Alfred Hitchcock later on in the show as well, with it being Alfred Hitchcock Day. And of course, an intense debate is raging on the Twitterverse, at Bensim Radio if you want a sneak peek, but I will talk about that in due course. So yeah, as ever, loads of excitement into midnight on a Tuesday night. Right, so Yes, thanks so much once again to everyone that's been in touch. There's so many. I can't possibly thank everyone. I'm going to do my best at the end of the show to race through some names, and I will attribute your song choice to you if it makes it into the show, if it was truly appropriate. You've done very well indeed. So, yeah, keep it here, 98.0. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas, that is on your FM dial. PhoenixFM.com if you're just listening online from anywhere else, and if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it'll go ahead and do it. If you really want to see me this evening, not just hear me, you want to get yourself to Mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98FM. You'll get the video feed into the studio. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can chat to me in the box on the side of the video feed. So many ways you can get involved. It's fabulous, those of you that do. It's fabulous if you just want to listen along to part or all of this show. Grateful to have your company this Tuesday, the 12th of March. And now, thanks to Linda Trevelyan, here is Tight Fit.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Tight Fit with The Lion Sleeps Tonight, suggested by Linda Trevelyan. Absolutely fabulous stuff. Well, we're 8 minutes away from speaking to our roving reporter, who's got a very exciting report on where he's roved this week. I'm excited to hear from him. I'm excited to hear about not only the nominees, but also the winners, if you know what I'm getting at. Scott Fish will be here just after 10:30. Don't go anywhere. It'd be great to speak to him as ever. Shall we do some celebrity birthdays early on in the show? I don't know, shall we? I often say we will and then we don't and then I delay it. All right, we'll do it. It's Tuesday. It's the 12th of March. Who is celebrating today? Liza Minnelli is 78 today. Singer James Taylor is 76 today. Actor Aaron Eckhart is 56 today. Controversial, is that right? Singer, or probably just prefers singer, Pete Doherty is 45 today. Actress Leslie Manville is 68 today. Iron Maiden founder, bassist Steve Harris is 68 today as well. Colleen Nolan is 59 today. And McFly's Danny Jones is 38 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday on the 12th of March, we all wish you a very happy birthday indeed from the whole team on the show that goes like this and everyone at Phoenix FM. Hope you've had a wonderful day. There's still an hour and 36 minutes and 20 seconds left. That's all changed now. I'm not going to keep reading stuff like that out because I'll be changing it every moment. So, football fans may be anxious to know, if you're Arsenal football fans, that Arsenal versus Porto in the last 16 of the Champions League has gone to penalties. No, it hasn't gone to penalties. What am I talking about? It's gone to extra time. Arsenal fans are desperately hoping it doesn't go to penalties, I would expect. They've been very dominant in the league over the last month or so, but struggling to find another way past Porto. They're 1-0 up from tonight, had a goal controversially disallowed. Best of luck. I do prefer English teams other than Man United to do well in the Champions League. So, I'm a Liverpool fan myself, but would be very happy for Arsenal to progress to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. I'd rather Man City didn't win it again. I just don't want them to win everything. I don't particularly hate Man City. It's a little bit like Max Verstappen in the F1 now, isn't it? He just wins all the time. It makes it so much more dull. Let someone else other than Man City win the league. I don't even desperately want Liverpool to win the league. As long as it isn't Man City, I'd be happy. So, yes, good luck to Arsenal in the death throes of extra time at the Emirates Stadium. I will keep you up to date if it does go to penalties. And if you're not that bothered about sport, don't worry. Plenty of excellent content also on this station, on this show. So, yeah, up until midnight. Tracks that link to National Sleep Awareness Week. We've got a roving reporter to hear from. Will he give an Oscar-worthy performance this evening? Scott Fish on the airwaves in about 5 minutes' time. And I'll tell you more about the intense debate on the Twitterverse as well. Stay tuned to see if your track makes it into tonight's selection. It's literally all happening. Patrick Schering will be happy because Billy Joel's The River of Dreams is up next.
Sleep through the jungle of doubt. searching for something. Something so undefined that it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the river so deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
Phoenix FM.
Billy Joel and the River of Dreams. It is still 1-0 to Arsenal in the second leg of their last 16 clash against Porto in the Champions League. And we're into the 113th minute in extra time. That's not just a ludicrous amount of injury time. We have had some long games since the World Cup in Qatar, where FIFA introduced longer injury time. But yes, into the 114th minute, it remains 1-0. Apparently both sides looking quite tired, seeming to be playing for penalties. You know what they say, it's a lottery when it goes to penalties, isn't it? So crikey. Good luck, Arsenal fans. We're all with you here on the show that goes like this. Hopefully they can nick a goal before it goes to penalties, or be victorious if it does go to penalties in the Champions League. Right, we've done celebrity birthdays. We'll very shortly be speaking to our roving reporter. You'll hear more about Alfred Hitchcock later on in the show, and the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse at Ben Sim Radio if you want a sneak preview of that. It is Oscar related, as could well be my chat with Scott Fish very shortly. Before that, though, bearing in mind all the tracks are related to sleep on National Sleep Awareness Week, here are the Everly Brothers.
Dream, 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 dream. Dream, dream, dream when I want you. In my arms when I want you. And all your charms. I'm dreaming my life.
Phoenix FM.
Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers, with All I Have to Do Is Dream. There were some people that were recently victorious at an awards ceremony. I expect they were dreaming about being victorious beforehand. And right now, I'm very excited to say we're going to be going over to our roving reporter to find out what he knows, surely, coming to us live from America. He needs a jingle. He doesn't really need an introduction, but he's getting one. I'm about to speak to the one and only Scott Fish.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, I'm not often this excited. I am a big film buff, as you all know, and I'd just like to say a big hello to our roving reporter, Scott Fish!
Hello, Ben! From America is where I'm calling you, is the place that I am in.
Yay, you've done well. Of course, the Oscars recently broadcast from the Dolby Theatre in LA. So, did you actually make it onto the red carpet, Scott?
Oh, goodness me. Red carpets, brown carpets. I think there was even a mauve carpet. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week, really, of just really getting into that celebrity, famous world.
Yeah, well, first of all, from me, well done for actually getting there, because we've had issues in the past. But I wouldn't say I was worried.
I mean, you say getting there, but of course I have been all over the place, mostly in America, but you know, I've had to go to lots of different parts of it, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, we've all seen images on the news of victorious Oscar winners, obviously Cillian Murphy getting Best Actor, Emma Stone, surprisingly, some said getting Best Actress, Oppenheimer, the big... Cillian Murphy and Emma Stone, who won the Best Actor and Actress Oscars. Oppenheimer cleaned up, didn't it, really, at the Oscars?
Sorry, you said Cillian Murphy, which is a ridiculous name, and Emma Stone.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with the Oscars?
They won Oscars at the ceremony on Sunday night.
They won Oscars?
Yes. The acting awards, the Oscars. Where are you, Scott? What have you done?
So I've been in America, going around famous film and media and historical celebrities called Oscar.
Right. When you were in America, going round film and media celebrities...
It was really hard to get hold of some of them, because they were all... A lot of them were busy.
Yeah, they were at the Oscars, weren't they?
I went... So one of the first people I went to meet was Oscar Isaac, who famously been in the recent Star Wars movies and things like that, but he was really unavailable, because he said he had a prior engagement... And couldn't.
I was going to say, if you hadn't managed to go to the ceremony itself, but had got an interview with Oscar Isaac, that's pretty decent, because he's he was in Marvel's Moon Knight quite recently. Obviously, been in Star Wars, loads of great
X-Men.
Yeah, he was Apocalypse, of course. Yeah, yeah. But you didn't.
He's from Guatemala, Ben, which isn't America.
Did you find that out by speaking to him, or did you look that up online, Scott?
Yes.
Right. All right. So you didn't see Oscar Isaac. You didn't go to the Oscars ceremony. What else did you do?
So I think probably at the Oscars ceremony, they probably played music by Oscar Hammerstein II, who was part of a sort of musical.
Yeah, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Rodgers, you've heard of them. Excellent. Yeah, so they they wrote some famous shows, which probably...
Wasn't it Carousel was one?
One Oscar. Carousel is one, and Oklahoma is two.
Yeah.
And The King and I, to a lesser extent, is one.
Did you speak to any of Oscar Hammerstein's relatives, estate owners, or anything like that then?
Well, I just I met a bloke called Roger, and he was telling me about it. I don't know if it was the Roger that knew Hammerstein, but...
No, it was Richard Rodgers that worked with Oscar Hammerstein to create those legendary musicals, wasn't it? So it wasn't a bloke called
Roger. It wasn't him, no.
No, and it wouldn't have been either of them now. That was many
years. I think maybe at the Academy Awards was also the actor Oscar Nunez. Do you know Oscar Nunez, Ben?
When you say the name Oscar Nunez, I will admit my ignorance to that. I'm not too familiar with who that is. Can you tell me?
His best known character is from the American version, which, because I don't know if you know this, because obviously the British Office by Ricky Gervais, in America, they did a version of The Office as well.
I have seen that.
So he's the actor Oscar Nunez, and I'd like to get you to hazard a guess at which... the first name of the character he played on the show.
Was
Ben.
He also Oscar in the US Office?
Ben, if I was there, I'd give you a hug as a prize, but not...
I would reject it quite quickly, I think. Yeah, so Oscar... Yes, right, Oscar...
Oscar Martinez in the show was played by an actor called Oscar Nunez.
Nunez.
He may have been at the Oscars or probably... I mean, that's his main role, so probably not. He probably wasn't.
More likely to be at the Emmys or the Golden Globes, maybe, even.
Or just at the, you know, the People's Choice Awards or something, probably.
Yeah, that makes sense. Although I felt his portrayal of Oscar Martinez in the US Office was pretty good. I thought it was...
I felt it was lazy, because if you're an actor, you're taking on a character, and... when someone would have said, Oscar, can you, and he would have just gone, yeah, and that would have been just him.
Well, it would have made everyone's life a bit easier, wouldn't it? It would have meant the production team.
It made his life a bit easier, because he's like, is that my character, Oscar? I mean, do they have to call him Mr. Nunez? I don't know.
Well, they probably just called him Oscar, I would imagine. I don't know. But
there was a dark side to the Oscars, Ben.
Why?
Oscar Pistorius.
Right. Yeah,
he
it's probably best we don't talk about him too much.
He shot someone, that story.
Yeah.
Oscar Schindler. Is this the sort of stuff you wanted on your light entertainment radio show?
I was hoping you'd spoken to some of the cast and crew of any of the nominated films, at least in the Best Picture category. Wasn't there Killers of the Flower Moon? There was... Oppenheimer.
Well, I mean, Oscar Pistorius was a killer.
No,
so...
don't go back. Leave. Let's just forget about Oscar Pistorius. I don't want to speak about it because it's a controversial topic on this program.
Sure.
So, you know, everyone's seen...
I can't say I spoke to the winners, but I did speak to a boxer, Oscar De La Hoya.
Right.
Who's now mostly a promoter.
He is, isn't he? Yeah.
He wasn't busy, so we had a good chat.
And, that could be something to salvage this interview. What did you find out from Oscar De La Hoya, then? Has he got anything? We may have briefly lost contact with Scott Fish there, although I'll be honest, it's probably for the best. Yeah. Oh, you've come back, Scott. We lost you for about...
Hello, sorry. Yeah, the lines in America, they're quite basic. They don't have a good infrastructure.
Unfortunately, it was everything you said about Oscar De La Hoya didn't come through, so you didn't do that.
Oh, well, that was a really good story, but we probably don't have time to go back for that. So, see, when I say who this person is, you're going to come up with an immediate issue for the theme of tonight's show.
Yeah.
He is an American professional wrestler called Rey Mysterio, Ben. Mysterio.
Yeah, that's good. What issue am I...
His real name, Ben.
It's not his real name.
I moved and found out that his name is Oscar Gutierrez Rubio.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
No,
yeah, that's...
nobody did. Even Rey Mysterio wasn't sure.
At least you've said something interesting tonight. That's good. So well done.
I've done well. I just want to mention, obviously, the most famous Oscar. And to be fair, there are two who I would say tie as the most famous Oscar.
Okay.
Could you guess one of them?
I could only think of the well-renowned architect who died a few years back, Oscar Niemeyer. who was over 100 years old when he died.
No, that's ridiculous. Nobody's ever heard of him. I'm thinking of Oscar Wilde, Ben.
Oh,
who,
yeah,
as
very...
As far as I know, wasn't an architect.
He was an architect of his own downfall, to some extent, I suppose.
Well, what's interesting about him, Ben, and not many people know this, he was married to a lady, but turns out he was a homosexual gentleman. So I imagine that caused a few red faces.
Well, I don't know if it's appropriate to say that, but I imagine it caused some tribulation.
If I said Oscar Pistorius, I feel like saying Oscar Wilde was gay is really not much of an issue at all.
No, I'm not saying that's an issue. To say people had red faces, it just sort of implies something unnecessary, I feel. But yeah, Oscar Wilde was gay. I think we can say that.
There's only one more famous Oscar in the universe, I would say.
Than Oscar Wilde? Right, yeah.
Than Oscar Wilde. He lives in a rubbish bin, and he's Oscar the Grouch.
Right, yeah.
And the most exciting thing, so I had a very long talk with Oscar the Grouch.
Did you?
Interviewed him for over several days, yeah. And
right.
Turns out that in the original series of Sesame Street, in season one and a bit of season two as well, he wasn't green, Ben. He was orange.
Was he? Wow.
So, I mean, that blew my mind. That Oscar the Grouch, apparently, they actually wrote that he'd gone to a marsh in the storyline, and that's what turned him green. I don't think that was true. I think they just got a different puppet, personally. But
Yeah. Well, let's move away from Sesame Street. I mean, the nuts and bolts of it, you know, Scott, are, I was hoping you'd spoken to some A-list celebrities, you know, like Billie Eilish was there and Margot Robbie was there.
She's not called Oscar and neither is Margot Robbie, so I don't really...
No, no.
I sort of hold you responsible for this one because I think this was very much your fault that I got this wrong.
I asked you, admittedly...
I sort of get things wrong and misunderstand this one.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think you were very clear with your explanation of what I had to do.
Don't think we need to get into it on the air, but, you know, I think even though I did just send you a voice note asking you to go to the Oscars, I thought it
Oscar Pistorius is free now, so I could ask him to come and visit you, if you like.
No, that's absolutely fine, Scott, you know. But I was going to say is I was hoping you'd spoken to possibly Ryan Gosling, Margot Robbie, I don't know, Emma Stone, Cillian Murphy, Christopher Nolan, any of those people. But you haven't spoken to them. Instead, you've spoken to a bloke who was in The Office, Rey Mysterio, and some other people I've already forgotten about. But, you know...
Well, mostly Oscar the Grouch. I spent most of the week with Oscar the Grouch.
In a bin, was
he
that?
He was orange, Ben. Orange.
In a bin, though. You weren't in a bin interviewing him, were you?
It wasn't a bin. It was more like an executive skip.
And when you say interviewing something that exists as a puppet, was someone controlling the puppet?
Well, I mean, I always have someone. Someone's always got their hands up me when I'm talking. So.
Right. I think we're going to let you go, Scott. I mean, obviously, you need to wend your way back from the States. I know it does get warm out there. People suffer from things like sunstroke and heat exhaustion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, not so much in February or March, which it is now. You know.
Yeah. But maybe you should get yourself checked out before you come back, Scott, and we'll have a little chat when you're back in the Brentwood area again, of course. You know.
Yeah, no, I think I'll be back in a couple of hours.
It's amazing it's amazing I have to keep learning my lesson, but I will always put it in writing very clearly exactly what I want you to do in the future. All right.
I do hope so, Ben. I do hope so.
As ever, this is going to finish. I'm going to play your jingle, but the next track is going to be the brand new Heavies and Dream On Dreamer. Do you want to, in your own inimitable way, correctly name that track?
Yeah, I certainly will. So is it the brand new Heavies and Dream On Dreamer?
That's the one, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Shall I do that now?
Yeah, do it now, please. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're not called Oscar. They're called the brand new Heavies. And their song, which I think was called Dream on Dreamer.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
98 FM. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the brand new Heavies and Dream on Dreamer. Nick Field suggested I play that tonight. Patrick Shering suggested we had Billy Joel and River of Dreams a few minutes ago. And as ever, I feel duty bound to say, if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in my roving report from Scott Fish, please do feel free to contact the responsible people who can help you. Someone like the Samaritans, or even the police, but don't waste police time with trivial matters. Semi-thanks to Scott Fish, as ever, for a report that ironically was about the Oscars, but not about the Oscars. So, there we go. weird as that may seem. So yes, it's the show that goes like this, coming up to the halfway point fairly shortly. We've got loads of tracks to get in still that have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners. We'll be telling you more about the intense debate that is Oscar related, and maybe some facts about Alfred Hitchcock coming up later on as well. Apologies if you were hoping to hear from Scott Fish all about his experiences at the Dolby Theatre and Oppenheimer, Barbie and the like, and all the successes at the Oscars. That's yet to happen, but he did think about Oscar Isaac and Oscar Schindler, and managed to speak to Rey Mysterio, his real name is Oscar, and ask a bloke called Roger about Oscar Hammerstein. So, yeah, there we go. Underwhelming from Scott Fish, but we'll deal with him when he's back in the country, not having a lovely trip on Phoenix FM expenses. I need to get another track on just to carry on calming down. Thanks to Sue Burton, who wants to hear the Eurythmics. All the tracks, remember, sleep-related on National Sleep Awareness Week.
Phoenix FM.
And they've done it. Congratulations to Arsenal, victorious on penalties 4-2 against Porto. They are in the last eight of the Champions League. Brilliant, brilliant achievement. Well done to them. So, yeah, it's the show that goes like this, almost at the halfway stage. Loads of great music still to come. We'll recap the ridiculous holidays. We'll desperately try to avoid speaking about anything Scott Fish talked about. We'll hear more about Alfred Hitchcock in due course. And I can now reveal, as I clear my throat repeatedly, tonight's intense debate raging across the Twitterverse simply asks, are you interested in who wins at the Oscars? Just a simple yes or no answer. And at the moment, it's 50-50. Controversial. I've always been a film lover, movie buff, enjoyed that side of things. Always interested in who wins at the Oscars, but it's not for everyone. So give it a retweet or a repost once you've cast your vote, and more people will be able to see it. Are you interested in who wins at the Oscars on Twitter? And you've got 52 minutes left to get involved. Simple yes or no. Visit the profile at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote on whatever device you're using. Fabulous. Now then, courtesy of Stuart Lachland, we are now... Oh no, he was the Everly Brothers, wasn't he? Apologies. That was a little while back. Courtesy of Horace Hotman, we are now going to hear from Tasmin Archer.
I blame you for the moonlit sky and the dream that died with the eagle's flight. I blame you for the moonlit nights when I wonder why are the seats still dry. Don't blame me, sleeping satellite. Did we fly to the moon too soon? Did we squander the chance? Of the race, the reason we chase is lost in romance. And still we try to chase it by the waist for a taste of man's greatest adventure. Ooh, I blame you for the moonlit sky and the dream that. I'm
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Tasmin Archer with Sleeping Satellite. Again, don't forget, it's National Sleep Awareness Week. Be aware of sleep. Don't just do it. Don't just fall into it. Be aware of sleep all week. It's, of course, on the 12th of March, National Planter Flower Day, National Organise Your Home Office Day, and National Alfred Hitchcock Day. All week, it's not just National Sleep Awareness Week, it's National Bubblegum Week as well. And all month throughout March, of course, it's Optimism Month. Don't know if we needed the jingle, but we got it. Anyway, let's stay optimistic and say what a fantastic jingle that was. So still great music. How many tracks are we still going to squeeze into the final 55 minutes tonight? At least 10 more. That's amazing. And, we'll get in facts about Alfred Hitchcock. Remember, if you want to get involved in the hotly contested poll, are you interested in who wins at the Oscars? It's a yes or no answer. And a single click or tap on at Bensim Radio, the profile there. It will be the first thing that poll, single click or tap, casts your vote and gets you involved. Why not give it a repost, retweet, so more people can see it as well. Always amazingly grateful if you do that. Arsenal have been victorious in the Champions League. And of course, if you didn't see it, you can catch up with highlights on various services because you don't want to miss a thing, do you? Oh, that links to the next track. What an amazing coincidence. Thanks to Ellie from Beccles for suggesting this one. I can't believe this film came out in the 90s. Armageddon, of course, Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck, Steve Buscemi, Liv Tyler. Don't want to miss a thing. Always enjoy listening to this, actually. Cheesy film, but one of those films that you can't help but smile at.
I could stay away just to hear you breathing, watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever.
Dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. Hope you enjoyed a bit of Aerosmith there. It is, as I've alluded to numerous times previously, National Alfred Hitchcock Day on the 12th of March. And, yeah, in case you weren't aware of his body of work, the classic Psycho, which most people are aware of, then stuff like North by Northwest, Vertigo, The Birds, Family Plot, Frenzy, Topaz, Torn Curtain, Marnie. Yeah, a lot of successful films. Suspicion, The Wrong Man, To Catch a Thief, Rear Window, Dial M for Murder, Strangers on a Train. I probably haven't got time to keep listing successful movies that Alfred Hitchcock was behind, but we are going to share, after the next track, some interesting facts you may not know about Alfred Hitchcock. Are you ready for a suspenseful thriller on the show that goes like this? Of amazing facts, they will be brought to you in the latter part of tonight's programme. All the more reason to stay tuned, 98.0, on your FM dial if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, and of course phoenixfm.com if you're not, and available on smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM. Thanks to everybody who's joined on Mixcloud tonight as well, and seen what I'm actually doing in the studio. And, yeah, you'll see our lovely Phoenix FM logo and me sporting a grey jumper and blue T-shirt combo. So, yeah, fabulous stuff. Mixcloud, just search for Phoenix 98 FM. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can chat to me in the box on the side. Right, let's get more music on. Music that you have suggested is permeating the show tonight. So huge thanks to Laden Tunchai, who wants to hear a bit of Anastasia with Sick and Tired.
My love is on the line. 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 A little late for all the things you didn't say. I'm not sad for you, but I'm sad for all the time I had to waste. 'Cause I learned.
Sick and tired of always being sick and tired.
Phoenix FM.
Anastasia is definitely sick and tired. Right, now, a man responsible for so many suspenseful, terrifying films was one Mr. Alfred Hitchcock. I'm talking about him because it is National Alfred Hitchcock Day on the 12th of March. But what was Alfred Hitchcock afraid of? He had a lifelong fear, and you really wouldn't suspect this, he had a lifelong fear of police. Yes. It stemmed from an incident in his childhood when his strict father punished him by sending him to the local Leytonstone police station on the outskirts of his family's home. I was just sent along with a note, he said. I must have been 4 or 5 years of age, and the head of the police read it and then put me into the cell and said, "That's what we do to naughty boys." And he was terrified of police ever since. And I don't know if this counts as terrified or just finds the idea of it a bit gross. He didn't like eggs. "I'm frightened of eggs," he said. "Worse than frightened, they revolt me. That white round thing without any holes, have you ever seen anything more revolting than an egg yolk breaking and spilling its yellow liquid? Blood is jolly, red, but egg yolk is yellow, revolting. I've never tasted it." How can he know it's revolting if he's never tasted it? Come on, Alfred, you've let yourself down there, haven't you? Now, courtesy of Mr. Paul Holman, we're going to hear classic "I'll See You in My Dreams."
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was an instrumental version of "I'll See You in My Dreams" there for Paul Holman, who regularly makes song suggestions in the run-up to my programmes, and unfortunately due to our library I'm not often able to play what he suggested, but I'm pleased that I could tonight. Hope you're very well Paul, and everything's going fabulously. Now, plenty more tracks still to come, as well as learning things about a classic director. Full of suspense and terror, Mr. Alfred Hitchcock. His films always made you feel uneasy, but what do we actually know about him? Do you know he began his work in silent films? He was known for the complex title sequences in his own films, but began his career in cinema in the early 1920s, designing the art title cards featured in silent films. It was at an American company based in London called the famous Players Lasky Company, which would later become Paramount Pictures. And Hitchcock later told French filmmaker François Truffaut, in their infamous Hitchcock-Truffaut conversations, "It was while I was in this department, you see, that I got acquainted with the writers and was able to study the scripts. And out of that, I learned the writing of scripts. The experience also led Hitchcock to try his hand at actual filmmaking." He also told Truffaut, "If an extra scene was wanted, I used to be sent out to shoot it." So he began in the silent film industry. Amazing stuff. More Hitchcock facts coming throughout the remainder of tonight's show. And don't forget, you've only got about half an hour, just under half an hour left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Do you care who wins at the Oscars? Yes or no? We've had a few votes trickle in, and we're now on 62% of voters saying yes and 38% saying no. It could all change if you get involved, though. Single click or tap to cast your vote. At Ben Sim Radio is the profile where you can find that poll. Well, it's just gone 20 past 11. It's still the show that goes like this. I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons. And right now, coming up, thanks to Debbie Lee James and Ken Taylor, independently of each other, talking in your sleep, it's Crystal Gale.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way you used to love me, talking in your sleep, with loving on your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her. On your mind, you've been talking in your sleep.
Community.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Crystal Gale and the beautiful Talking in Your Sleep. It's Tuesday, it's the 12th of March, it's National Plant a Flower Day. You've only got 34 minutes and a few seconds left to do that. It's also National Organise Your Home Office Day. Get it organised in the next half hour. And of course, it's National Alfred Hitchcock Day. Musically, we're embracing the fact it's National Sleep Awareness Week all week. It's also National Bubblegum Week. We've barely embraced that, it has to be said. But of course, all month, I'm happy to embrace the fact it is Optimism Month. No, you don't need the fanfare. It is an optimistic fanfare, I will admit that. Not like the other one. No, don't play the other one. Yes, that's a pessimistic fanfare, I think it's fair to say. Now, let's get back to Hitchcock facts. Interesting. Most of his early films are lost, but a 1923 silent melodrama was discovered in New Zealand. Only 9 of Alfred Hitchcock's earliest silent films still exist. The earliest surviving film he worked on, a 1923 melodrama titled The White Shadow, about twin sisters, one good, one evil, was thought lost until 3 of the film's 6 reels were found sitting unmarked in the New Zealand Film Archive in 2011. They were originally donated to the archive in 1989 by the grandson of a New Zealander projectionist and collector. So while the film was technically directed by leading 20s filmmaker Graham Cutts, the 24-year-old Hitchcock served as the film's screenwriter, assistant director and art director. Amazing. And of course, he became famous, Alfred Hitchcock, for his cameos in his own films. The most constant image in his films seems to be Hitchcock himself. He perfected the art of the cameo, making blink and you'll miss them appearances in 39 of his own films. His trickier appearances include the film Lifeboat, which was filmed in a single location, obviously, where he appears in a weight loss advertisement in newspaper read by one of the film's characters. The only film he actually speaks in is The Wrong Man from 1956. His traditional cameo is replaced by a silhouetted narration in the introduction. That replaced a scrapped cameo of Hitchcock exiting a cab in the opening of the film. I love finding out interesting facts about legendary film directors and stars, and stay tuned if you want to hear more about Alfred Hitchcock. It is, of course, National Alfred Hitchcock Day. We're almost three quarters of the way through tonight's programme, but don't go anywhere. Still some wonderful tracks to squeeze in that have been suggested by you, lovely Legend listeners. More facts about Hitchcock, the result of the intense debate, still to come. It's still all to happen on the show that goes like this tonight. Don't go anywhere. Right now, thanks to Mr. Mark Straker. We're going to hear some Fleetwood Mac. I say we're going to hear some Fleetwood Mac. We're not going to hear them. Where have Fleetwood Mac gone? Can we get them back? Fleetwood, come back, please. That was very, very bizarre. I'm going to see if I can find it another way. It's not looking good. Oh, crikey. We'll have to get something else on and we'll get Fleetwood Mac on after that. Before Fleetwood Mac, then, I'm sorry, Mark Straker. But before that, we're going to have The Pretenders and I Go to Sleep. Though you are far away, I know you'll always be near.
FM.
That was The Pretenders with I Go To Sleep, and to make it up to Mark Straker, here I am, reliably informed, our Fleetwood Mac with Dreams. Yes, all seems to be fine. Don't know what happened before. Mark Straker, this is for you. All the tracks, of course, related to the fact that all week it is National Sleep Awareness Week. We all dream. Over to the Mac.
Come
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Fleetwood Mac and Dreams, albeit belatedly, apologies for that, but we got it there in the end, Mark Straker. Hope you're doing well. Hope everyone's fabulous in the Northwest. Right, yes, we're still hitting you up with facts about Alfred Hitchcock. I do feel duty-bound to remind you, you've got about 13 minutes left to vote on the intense debate tonight on the Twitterverse, simply asking, do you care about who wins at the Oscars or not? Still more people saying yes than no. I'll give you the final score in about 13 and a half minutes' time. Until then, plenty more facts about Hitchcock and loads more great music to get in before I go. Right, did you know Alfred Hitchcock literally wrote the encyclopedia entry on how to make movies, at least part of it? He personally contributed to writing a portion of the Motion Pictures Film Production entry in the 14th edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica, giving typically cheeky first-hand insight into the fundamentals and technical aspects of filmmaking. On the practice of moving the camera during a shot, Hitchcock wrote, "It is wrong to suppose, as is all too commonly the case, that the screen of the motion picture lies in the fact that the camera can roam abroad, can go out of the room, for example, to show a taxi arriving. This is not necessarily an advantage, and it can so easily be merely dull." There we go. What else can I tell you about Alfred Hitchcock? He didn't want people to see five of his famous films for decades. Vertigo often tops best movie polls, but between 1961 and 1983 it was almost impossible to see, along with four other Hitchcock classics. Vertigo, Rear Window, Rope, The Trouble with Harry and The Man Who Knew Too Much were purposely unavailable to the general public. Hitchcock personally secured full ownership to the rights of those five films due to a contingency clause in the multi-film deal he made with Paramount Pictures in 1953. 8 years after the release of each film, the rights reverted back to Hitchcock. So before tapes and DVDs and Blu-rays, 3 years after Hitchcock's death in 1980, Universal Pictures acquired the rights to all five films, making them available once again. Nobody really knows why he didn't want people to be able to see them for such a long time. So yeah, I did not know that. Vertigo, Rear Window, Rope, The Trouble with Harry and The Man Who Knew Too Much were made purposely unavailable for 22 years because of Hitchcock himself. That's interesting, isn't it? I wonder why. Will we ever know? Now, let's all get ready to wake up. You don't think about waking up just before midnight, do you? But we're going to do it. All thanks to the Boo Radleys. I don't mind to pretend it just seems really dumb.
FM.
Boo Radleys and Wake Up Boo. Apparently the Boo Radleys disbanded in 1999. There's a shocker for you. Would it have been suspenseful enough a fact to share with you during an Alfred Hitchcock film? Are you feeling uneasy? Tell you what, I sometimes come to TV series a little bit late, and sometimes deliberately because I don't want to get involved in all the hype. I watched Game of Thrones, I think it was in its fifth series before I'd seen any of it. I watched all of Breaking Bad after it had already completely aired. Enjoyed both those series. And this week I started watching a series I'd heard about. It's not even that old. The White Lotus, available on streaming services. And I have to say, just thinking about Hitchcock and suspense and stuff like that, they did an amazing job. I know there's more than one series. I've only watched the first series. There are two that have been released and apparently a third in the works. But they did an incredible job in The White Lotus of just allowing a sense of unease to permeate throughout everything. And there's relatively normal conversations and relationships happening on screen. Nothing particularly out in the ordinary. There's nothing fantastical. A lot of it is due to the soundtrack, which is very weird and perfect for the feeling of the series. But, amazing, really, and creating suspense out of nothing, which is quite impressive. And I'm sure Alfred Hitchcock would have been proud. Did you know Alfred Hitchcock personally funded the film Psycho? When he approached Paramount Pictures, where he was under contract, to ask for the money to make Psycho, the studio balked. So Hitchcock financed the movie himself, forgoing his normal salary in exchange for 60% ownership of the rights to the film. Paramount agreed to distribute the film to cut costs even more. Hitchcock enlisted his relatively cheaper Alfred Hitchcock Presents TV crew and shot the film on less pricey black and white film. The gamble worked. He reportedly personally earned $6 million from Psycho, about $50 million in today's money. Amazing stuff. That's having faith in what you're creating, isn't it? Impressive. Right. Now, again, risking waking everyone up not long before midnight, let's hear from the Beastie Boys.
No sleep till...
We'll be right back.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Beastie Boys. There must be a lot of people in Brooklyn really relieved that they can now go to sleep, particularly if they've been travelling a long way. There we go. It's Tuesday, the 12th of March. It's very nearly the 13th of March. That means you've only got 10 and a half minutes left to celebrate National Plant a Flower Day on the correct day, National Organise Your Home Office Day on the correct day, and National Alfred Hitchcock Day on the correct day. Have you watched a Hitchcock movie tonight? That would be incredibly appropriate. Don't forget, though, it's also National Bubblegum Week and National Sleep Awareness Week, hence all the tracks that you've suggested tonight. And all throughout March, it's Optimism Month, so you should be feeling very positive. One final Hitchcockian fact, and the poll is about to close the intense debate. Are you interested in who wins at the Oscars, yes or no? It may now be too late to cast your vote. I'll reveal all very shortly. Final Hitchcockian fact, he had a love of movies that were certainly not Hitchcockian. He had a habit of screening films in his studio lot office every Wednesday, and his daughter Patricia revealed that one of his favourite films and the last movie he personally screened before his death was the 1977 Burt Reynolds movie, Smokey and the Bandit. There you go. I guess it sort of makes sense. You spend your life making a certain type of film. You probably don't want to watch other films that are that like yours. You want to watch something completely different. I remember watching Smokey and the Bandit 2 and quite liking it. Don't remember the original so well. But there we go. It's Alfred Hitchcock Day. Hope you've learned something new about the Master of Suspense himself. Right, we're going to have a penultimate track supplied by Suggs. Then we'll have the result of the poll, sum up the entire show. Thank everybody. And I'll be out of here.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
That was Suggs and I'm Only Sleeping. The intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. Do you care about who wins at the Oscars, yes or no? The poll has finished. 64% of voters said yes, 36% of voters said no. So the ayes have it. Thanks so much to everyone that voted. Now, well, it's almost time to put on the final track of tonight's show, but I need to thank everybody that's been in touch on social media in the run-up to the show, suggesting music that links to National Sleep Awareness Week. So huge thanks to James Ludlow, to Mark Straker, to Paul Saunders, Ken Taylor, also Graham Long, Ian Foreman, Sue Burton, Linda Trevelyan, Patrick Shering, Bobo Roberts, Nick Field, Danny Kidson, Stuart Lachland, Paul Milton, Horace Hopman, Jade Taylor, Anthony Bygraves, Lara Simpson, Denise Hare, Laden Tunchai, Barry Liptrot, Siobhan Roxburgh, Pete Lindup, Ron Wilmot, Maria from the Isle of Wight, Angie Stanger-Leaves, Paul Holman, Debbie Lee James, and Phoenix FM legend Nigel Fitzmaurice. Thanks so much to everybody. All your suggestions were wonderful. If they made it into the show, you've done all the better. Amazing stuff. We have got a final track to play us out. Don't forget, you've only got a few minutes left to organise your home office on the correct day, or even plant a flower on the correct day, or maybe just finish that Hitchcock movie just in time. Good luck. Stay optimistic, though, all throughout March particularly. You can be miserable in April and pessimistic, but not till then. March is optimism month. I'm going to leave you with a classic track. Ironic, really, on a day of songs about sleeping. This is We Will Rock You, not to sleep, rock out. This is Queen and Five.
We're causing utter devastation when we step into the place, and better believe that you can see we're gonna rock and never stop it. Here we go again,
hit you with the flow again,
pick it up the second time around, we bring it on again, shout it out.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street.
What I mean, watch your back. We got Queen on his track. Bring the feedback and let it drop. As long as Five bring the funk, Queen bring the rock, and it don't stop.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shutting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. You big disgrace.
Yeah.